D-H-Z, go!
I used to say I'm the boss. Dave Heath and Tomas, they're doing real good, yeah.
Say I have to keep up with you.
I'm saying they're the boss. They bring real information.
It ain't going to be hard to keep up with that.
Oh, really? All right, we'll see about it.
Knowledge on the daily.
Really? The funny thing is they don't hear the music. Mm-hmm. Really.
Look at you, man.
Recording live from the SEC Sports Pub, here's Heath Elson-Son, Tomas Mauricio, and your host, David Romero.
Took a week off, and I'm see if I can remember the little thing. Oh.
No cheat cards.
No cheat cards.
Saints. B.S. and B-Boys. I love this podcast.
He loves us, man. Welcome in. It's another week, another edition. It's the BS and Beer podcast crew recording live from our virtual studio at the SEC Pub. With me, as usual, Heath Elson-Son to my right, to my left, Tomas Mauricio. I'm Dave Romero, and I'm your host. And for the next hour, we'll be talking more Saints and useless information than anyone needs to know about. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, because from Los Angeles to New York, from Chicago...
Not far enough north.
Venezuela.
No, I got to go to Hamilton, Ontario.
Hamilton, where some of the Saints players are at now.
Former Saints.
Yeah, former Saints. Grab a drink, sit back, relax, because we're going to do this whole thing BS and beer style. Look, I was going to – all kinds of things we need to talk about. Last week, Tomas wasn't feeling well. He's under the weather. So we didn't have a – no? Not falling for it? All right, well,
dude, I'm the only one who's always ready.
No, always ready, and it's true. Every time I'm like, you know what? I just don't think we. Tomas gets upset.
I do.
He does. I read the text. He's like, fine, and he throws in. I like he throws in. Well, maybe we'll try next week then. Like we don't do it like 48 times a year.
Not enough.
And that's 48 weeks a year.
Yeah.
Because we do two shows sometimes. But Tomas is
trying to go bi-weekly. No, that's every 2 weeks. No, whatever 2 weeks be. No, nah, we'll be twice a week.
That'd be twice a week.
Twice weekly. There you go.
So then, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm getting ready for the show, and sure enough, it's like I'm being blessed with I'm Twitter, and there's Cam Newton acting like a fool, and I'm like, bam! Thank you, Cam Newton.
He's
so if you haven't seen
keeps
it,
on giving.
That's right.
He is. If you don't have Twitter and you haven't seen it yet. Cam Newton's doing his own passing camp or whatever, you know, so it's a bunch of kids.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, right off the bat. What parent sends their kid to Cam Newton to learn how to pass? Right off, don't do it. Just don't do it. Well, anyway, the kids behind him are heckling them. I mean, and they're from here to, I mean, what, 3-4 feet away from them?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Cam, what about Von Miller? Yo, Cam, how come you can't hold on to football?
Yeah. What about that fumble?
What about that fumble? And the thing is.
That's where he lost it.
Oh, yeah. It's like a hive mentality because it wasn't just one kid. And they weren't like high schoolers. They were like even small.
Like middle school. Like
middle school kids. And they were relentless. And they were just gah. Just relentless going after him.
Yep.
And finally, Cam Newton turns around and literally gets right in the kid's face.
Yeah. What the hell did you say?
What'd you say? And had a serious, and you could tell because he's over there about 5 or 6 feet because obviously the kids behind him are the ones videoing it.
Yeah.
As he got closer to the kid's face, his hair just grew. And when he's face to face with the kid, all of a sudden you realize the kid's head's only like this small.
Yeah, the kid realized just how big
he
really is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, and what's funny is after Cam Newton just, and he says something to him, and it's hard to make out. And he just says something like, what'd you say, or something like that. Stares at a hole through this kid, and then turns around and goes back to, you know, and you know he's trying to act like he's not mad, but he's mad.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you can hear the other kids, oh, why you stop teasing him?
So Cam gets in his,
why you back off? You know, so Cam's over there. He put a stop to it. Now, they weren't heckling Cam anymore. They were heckling the kid that he got in his face. So, anyway, no, it was pretty
funny.
Kids
are ruthless, man.
So, last week, wasn't much news going on.
No, not at all.
And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there.
Nothing at all.
Should we record?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, guys? Let's just take the week off. Let's take the week off. We deserve it. We work hard. We work over an hour a week.
No.
And you can't expect us to work at that feverish pace.
I just show up.
No. Feverish pace.
Yeah.
This ain't an iPhone factory, man. Can't work like that.
Can't work like that. I mean, So then as soon as I say, let's not do it, get past Tomas being all upset, then the news starts just coming out. At least lots of stuff to talk about, lots of Saints news. Some of the stuff we'll talk about today, Zach Strief, he's going to be the Saints' new play-by-play guy. Or at least, did they say it was going to be done, or is it just that he's the lead guy in it? Heath, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if it's done or what. I don't know.
It just seems bizarre to me, but okay.
Seems bizarre?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he doesn't seem like a play-by-play guy. I see him as a color guy.
Yeah.
You know, but you already have Deuce.
Oh, a play-by-play guy?
Yeah.
He's going to take, you were talking
he's taking Jim Henderson's place. And I don't see him being
Jim Henderson. No.
Yeah, and the thing is, you usually have a polished guy. If you're going to put an athlete in the booth, and thing is, love Deuce. Love Deuce. And same thing with Bobby Hebert. But neither one of them.
You're not a play-by-play guy.
Not play-by-play guy. No. Well, no, they are like color guys. They're guys who know things. They're, the fans love them.
Insight.
Be careful how you're saying that now.
Well, but with the color, with the play-by-play guy, you have to have that's your media guy. That's your professional commentator.
Well, I mean,
thank you, sports guys.
I'd be really surprised. I mean, I guess he could shock us all. I mean, I don't know. I've never really heard him speak, so I guess
I did listen to a podcast. He sat in on WWL a few times, and it wasn't bad. But have you ever listened to Stan Brock during he does pregame for WWL?
Yeah.
And I mean, the guy's knowledgeable, but he's pretty monotone, and you know, my point, at some point, you have to have some guys on there that Jim Henderson just had that professionalism in that.
Yes.
And I just can't see how they're going
to
replace him.
Yeah, when you're
with
doing radio, I mean, the play-by-play guy literally has to paint the picture for the person listening to. I mean, it's an art.
And it's not something you just learn overnight.
No. It would be surprising, but like I said, I guess he could shock everybody. Who knows? I mean.
All right, Lindsay preview. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, to me as a kid growing up, you always waited for June, July for these preseason magazines to come out. And Lindsay was always one that I looked for.
Yeah.
And so they have some good news for us, so we'll talk about that. Davenport, now this is the bad thing about missing a week because, you know, it's old news, but Davenport breaks a finger. We'll talk a little bit of how that's going to affect him and his game and going into training camp. Interesting that the Saints recently signed a running back into the fold.
Yep.
And they had a bunch of guys.
That's why we're talking about running backs today.
That, again, for the three out of four. Three out of 4 weeks we're talking running backs. Hey, whatever the news takes us to, right?
That's it.
But it looks like we offered DeMario Murray an opportunity to come in or is it DeMarco Murray? DeMarco Murray. And he turned the Saints down. Now, we're going to dig into that.
He's not the only one, though.
No, there are more guys?
No.
More guys. All right. Well, we'll dig into it. Looks like the Saints have some new guys in the Hall of Fame. So it's something we can talk about. The Saints Hall of Fame, that is.
Yeah. Probably a better discussion about who's still not in the Hall of Fame for the Saints.
Yeah.
Well, and we can talk about that now. Yeah. Another thing is we can all have a favorite team in the Canadian Football League. So when the Saints aren't playing, we can watch a bunch of ex-Saints players play in the Canadian
Sounds
Football
good to me.
League.
I'm
all right.
Tiger Cat.
I mean, unless you guys have something to throw on top of that, all that and more on the BS and Beer podcast. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do
Fired
it.
Up.
Tonight on BS and Beer Radio Broadcast Corporation Incorporated, it's the Action Suspense Airline Highway at 9:30. Followed by this year's award-winning suspense thriller, Camp Beast. Next, it's hilarious family fun suitable for all ages with Drew, Sean, and Mickey. Then, it's Sex in the Cell Block, the hot new show that's too racy for daytime. That's Sex in the Cell Block at 11 tonight. Then, it's Saints Talk with Dave, Tomas, Heath, and the BS and Beer podcast crew. Every night here on the BS&B Radio Broadcast Corporation Incorporated, a limited liability corporation.
Incorporated. Hey, listen, welcome back. It's the BS&B podcast crew. We are talking wall-to-wall Saints right now, and the thing that I'm going to bring up first is the running back situation, since that seems to be we're going to
We have a running back situation?
Yeah, we have a developing situation at running back.
Breaking news?
Breaking news. Wait, breaking news. Where's it at? Now you're going to – I don't even – up. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Yeah.
There it is, breaking news.
There you go.
All right, we have some things to fix up because the people on the radio don't hear it.
Yeah.
The people on the podcast don't hear it, but the people listening to the VCast They do hear it. So,
but then the other way around with the intro. The intro.
Yeah, the intro. You only hear it. So
you see me dancing, and they're like, "What's he dancing to? He's off beat."
Well,
man,
and not to mention, whenever I edit the
yeah, that's the
video,
only reason he's off rhythm.
Yeah, that's it. Huh? I use
no,
a different intro song.
That is, I am a professional okay. musician.
Are you two done yet? All right, ready? All right. So here we go, running backs.
You know, because I really
I knew it. All right, so the BS and Beer running back talk show.
Yeah.
DeMarco Murray turns the Saints down, and you have to ask yourself, Heath, we end up signing Terrence West, a guy that you're familiar with because of your fantasy football teams.
Yeah, my desperation at fantasy football. Look, I mean, DeMarco Murray wants to be the guy. He was paying attention to the Adrian Peterson situation here last year. Adrian wasn't the right fit. DeMarco Murray's not the right fit. Really nothing lost by him turning us down.
No. And Tomas, I kind of see him being a similar type back. He's not a dynamic pass-catching back. And he's in the same mold as Adrian Peterson.
Well, my understanding was that Murray called Peterson to ask him, you know, get some information. And he said, you know, if you go get a poor boy, there'll be a guy there who's kind of a stalker.
Yeah.
And so you have to be careful.
You don't really want to play there, but if you want a free sandwich.
There you go.
Don't cast aspersions on my relationship with Adrian Peterson. It's a matter of time. He just hasn't. I know he's been busy.
Yeah, I understand.
He's going to hit me back up. I know sooner or later. Yeah. Well, I can already see us. Man,
just
we'll probably
keep waiting by that phone.
Some family vacations. Something. Yeah, he's going to hit me up. He said he was going to call.
You think about
it
every
number.
Time you have a poor boy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sad moment.
I hope it's longer than 4.5. All right, come on.
Well, I was in a sub. You didn't go to Subway, did you?
No, it wasn't.
No,
Subway.
Okay.
It wasn't Subway. Now, y'all expect me to get the show back on track, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Hey,
you're the moderator.
All right, here we go. So, Terrence West.
Yeah.
How does he fit in to what we're doing? I mean, is he going to be a bruiser? Is he going to be a guy that was he a 4 week back until Ingram gets back?
Yeah, he can be. He's 5'10", 225, I think. He can catch the ball, but that's not his strong suit necessarily. But he obviously I don't think he's as good as Mark Ingram, but I think he brings a similar skill set. Yeah.
So Tomas, who's not going to make the team because they're keeping a spot open for West, and does West stay on the team after Ingram comes back?
Well, I will tell you this. I think that they sign West as an insurance policy because we really haven't seen what they're going to do. It's too early. You know, I love reading about it. I love studying whatever tape I can get of whoever's playing. But the truth of the matter is, hey, we're still a long way away from being able to decide to actually see people play. You know? I still think that some of the younger kids, Lasko and Boston Scott, they have a really good shot at being the people that'll play for those 4 weeks. So it could well be we just sign West as an insurance policy. Let's see what happens. If those young kids don't work out, okay,
and
one
Williams.
Of those young kids will. Yeah,
Williams,
you
don't forget
Williams.
About him.
Yeah,
exactly. He's another guy in that kind of similar mold.
Yeah.
It does make me a little nervous that the Saints didn't sign anyone, and then all of a sudden, after all the mini camps, they go out and sign a veteran. And I mean, because you can read into that. Now, you can agree or not disagree, but you can read into that and say the Saints saw what they saw and they're not confident.
No, so I don't think so. I think you're looking at a 90-man roster and they're looking to fill a space. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree with him. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I don't think they've seen enough yet to have come to that conclusion.
Okay, you have guys that they brought in, the kid from Kansas City.
Jamal Charles.
They didn't bring in no names. These aren't the type of guys that are going to be your third guy on the
depth chart. Well, no. I mean, but Jamal Charles is past the point of,
And you know what? Maybe
you,
know,
you look
maybe
at the guy, Jamal Charles, Tim Hightower,
right,
who we're already familiar
maybe
with.
Maybe they were hoping, look, a guy like Jamal Charles, what if he can play? Because that's the thing people lose sight of. It's not a video game. They can play well for three games.
Right.
They can play well for five games. But by the time week 8, 9, 10, they can't keep up with the pounding. They can't recover quick enough.
Right,
they lose
right.
their legs. They all of a sudden it's like, man, I'm still sore come Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's one of those things where they say, hey, for a four game spurt, maybe Jamal Charles could still do it, or maybe, you know, I'm not sure what they were thinking with Hightower. I mean, he was a
– Well, Hightower didn't play last year.
He was serviceable when he was with the Saints. I don't think he was great.
You know, he wasn't that beat up to begin with because he had to sit out for a couple of years to start with, right? Then he came back. He played okay for the Saints and what they needed him to do. He went and signed a good contract with San Francisco, so he made his money. You know, but he's really not a guy who's been overused and overbeat up. So they came in my opinion, they said, well, Tim, come on down. You know, we'd love to run you through some. But they already know him. They know what he can do.
Yeah,
so
right.
They're like, you know what, Tim? We got you on speed phone.
Yeah, good. I mean, and if nothing else, it's a courtesy thing, right?
Yes,
he's
exactly.
A really good guy.
I mean, yes.
We all know that, you know, they really like him as a
team
teammate
player,
and a player and everything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, his agent probably called him up and said, hey, you know, Tim. And he said, sure, you know, come, we'll take a look at him. And
sure.
Well, and that's one of the things I wondered with Murray was – if he still thinks of himself as a higher level guy.
I'm sure he does.
If you've ever been to Saints camp, I remember last summer when I was in camp, we were doing the post-practice interviews, and, you know, you're talking to Coach Peyton and you're talking to different players, and then all of a sudden in the background you see all these guys, you know, they're getting loose and they're warming up, and it was a cattle call tryout. And, I mean, if I was a upper-end player or even – or perceive myself as that, I don't want to be part of that. I'm not coming here with a guy that was a undrafted guy that I don't even know who he is. I'm not going to go over there and compete against him. And I think that's where some of these problems come from is an ego that's
– sure.
Some of these players who are – we just mentioned Jamal Charles and DeMarco Murray. I don't want to say washed up because I'm sure they have some football left in them. But they still think – like their, you know, Adrian Peterson, that they're still star players.
Well, that was a story with Adrian Peterson when we brought him in here.
Yeah.
You know, he still thought that he was better than everybody else we had, and he wasn't. And so it caused a real conflict. And once we sent him off to Arizona and picked up our 6th-round draft pick, you know, all of a sudden the team sort of gelled at the running back position. So I think the Saints have figured out, you know, I said this last year, that Mark Ingram is a young man who has – he's an emotional young man. And when somebody comes in and says, hey, you know, we're bringing in Adrian Peterson, you know, and all that news started going, hey, you might replace Mark, I think that really affected him. And once he got rid of Peterson, then Mark was like, oh, okay. And you saw he had a great year. So now this year, okay, he's out for 4 weeks. So who do you bring in? I think the Saints, the people in charge, I think they're thinking about this now. Hey, you know what? Maybe we don't need to bring in a big name guy at this point, because that's not going to work well when Mark does come back.
Yeah.
You know, we want Mark to know, hey, you know what? 4 weeks is not a problem, my brother. You're still going to be the number one guy.
And think about this year, something you didn't even have last year with the Peterson situation. Look at what Kamara did.
Exactly.
It's a whole and the relationship between Kamara and Ingram, both on and off the field.
Yes, yes.
So you got, you know, another guy, DeMarco Murray, he's looking at he knows he's not going to come in and become the man or anything here.
No.
I mean, you know.
Right, and I agree with that. I think if I had to pick one, you know, idea, I think that idea would probably be that he knows that after 4 weeks, he's not going to have a job.
Right,
and even if they say, the Saints were to say, look, you come in, we're not going to cut you after 4 weeks, he knows he's still going to be a backup.
Right.
So why would he want to sign here if he thinks that he has an opportunity somewhere
else? And these guys don't play special teams.
No.
Whereas Lasko plays special teams, Boston Scott's going to play special. So, you know, you're looking at an extra spot on a roster for nobody, for a person who's not going to play, and he doesn't play any other thing. You know, he doesn't play special teams. So,
no, I completely agree with that. Well, while we're on, I find this funny, but while we're on running backs, I mentioned, because I guess Heath hadn't heard the news, I said, Reggie Bush is getting $12 million from the Rams, and Heath almost blew
a
gasket.
I was like, what?
He's like, what? I'm like, no. He sued him for it. He thought he signed a contract, and I'm like, man, that's the news. He's like, you mean the Reggie Bush that played with the Saints?
I started thinking, is there another Reggie Bush? What am I missing here? I don't remember anybody.
No. So Reggie Bush sues the Rams.
Right.
Because when he was playing 2 years ago,
right.
Or was it 2 years ago? Maybe 3 years
ago. I think 3 or 4 years ago. Because they're playing in St. Louis.
They're playing in St. Louis. He runs, he goes out of bounds. And I always wondered about this. You see it happening all the time. You're running, there's AstroTurf or whatever they call it now, the synthetic field. Then all of a sudden you just get to a big old cement. And I tell you, if you've never done it before.
It was plastic in St. Louis. That's what it was.
Plastic?
Yeah.
If you ever tried to just walk on cement with
cleats
on. Yeah. a God forbid, spikes, baseball spikes. Yeah. You have to literally just
lean across the front top of it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do it. So he slips, he falls, he tears his knee up, and blows his knee out. He sues, future wages, all this other stuff, and he gets $12 million from the Rams. And quite frankly, I'm not a litigious person, I guess. So I'm not suing people. But this is something. They got to do better than that. You can't just have cement 5 yards off the field.
You know? I mean, it was going to happen. You know, when they have the stadium set up that way, it was just a question of time who's going to. And had it been some other guy, but Reggie was still playing pretty well, and that's really the bottom line. He could still say, hey, you know what? I'm still playing at this level, which means I'm making all these millions of dollars. It's not like, well, I'm at the end of my career. I might have one more year at $3 million. You know, no, he still had years to go, and so that's why he sued. He got 12.5. But the Rams have come back and said, nah, you know, we're going to appeal the decision.
Yeah.
But because it was punitive damages, as I mean, the way the law works, you get two kinds of damages. So it was basically 3 and 9. So the 3 is not going to change. The 9 is the one that might change. But I think at the end, they're still going to lose out. They're still going to write a big check.
Yeah. So.
And of course, Reggie is going to sign. You know, he's already said, I'm signing a one-day deal to retire as a Saint. So.
Yeah. Who, Reggie?
Yeah.
I didn't read that. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I always like Reggie.
He's going to sign a one-day deal to retire as a Saint.
Okay, so our producer, who we need to show a little love to, there, Tyler, just sends me a message and says, Josh McNown, he's from the Browns, got hurt on the same slab of concrete the week earlier.
Yeah.
So I guess when you add that in there, you also talking about...
But like, he got hurt. I don't think he blew his knee, though. Josh McCown, you're talking about the quarterback.
Right. Yeah. But he got hurt. And he got hurt. When you say, hey, you know, I mean, you think about the way society is now. I mean, if you could show a history of, like, man, not only did our guy get hurt and lose his money.
Several people have gotten hurt. Yeah.
Somebody got hurt last week, you know. Yeah. So
That's probably one of the same reasons why the Rams were saying they needed a new stadium in St. Louis, so they had
to go. Definitely makes a good point. Exactly. Okay. So I tell you what. Let's take a quick break.
All right.
Get it all together. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit. We have an email, too. I'm going to get to the email.
Right.
Somebody loves this podcast. All right. Hey, it's the BS and Beer podcast crew. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for more BS and Beer podcast.
You're listening to the BS and Beer podcast. Now back to your two yats and a kunas.
Welcome back. It's the BS and Beer podcast. Dave Romero, Heath Elson-San, Tomas Mauricio. Listen, we talking Saints football and what? Now what?
No, go ahead.
Anyway. All right, so where are we at? I mean, you guys are just a barrel of monkeys today.
It's the camera went back and forth while you were still talking after we were introduced.
It did take. Oh, he was trying to wiggle.
Yeah.
Don't get too fancy out there, Tyler. Look, Tyler over there, he's the brains of operation. He's trying to be, switch the cameras back. Okay. Man. Yeah, he's trying to be fancy. All right, so here's something interesting. The CFL picked up a handful of NFL players, and one of them is our very own Delvin Bro.
That's right, yeah.
You know, I mean, I still had hopes. He had that 1 year.
Remember a couple of years ago when I said, let's say something about that Frankenstein neck. I don't remember exactly what I said, but
we were at the back table of the SEC because it was in the middle of summer and nobody was there. Tomas got mad. We had to actually stop the podcast because Tomas was like, we were just beating up everybody.
Yeah.
One thing led to another.
Tomas,
don't tolerate that kind of talk.
No. But look, we don't really know, but supposedly he had a hard time getting past the teams because of the neck and everything. It's a shame. You know, he had such a great first year when he came here. He had the whole misdiagnosed injury situation and everything. So you feel bad for the guy that, you know, it didn't work out, I guess. But and I was hoping that maybe, you know, he was past that. I thought he would have made a good addition to this backfield, even if he wasn't
the starter.
You know, if he didn't regain his starting job and all. But, I mean, talk about a guy to come off the bench, you know, when you
– Yeah. Right,
but
right.
Anyway.
Well, and that's the same thing, Tomas. I thought the same thing with Fleener. Well, if he's not your number one tight end, man, that's a hell of a number two or coming off the bench.
Yeah, yeah.
And, bro, the same thing. Maybe he's not healthy enough to play all the games. But, man, you know, if one of the guys gets knocked out for a game or two, sprained an ankle, hurt a shoulder, nice guy to have coming off the bench, but –
Well, but the word was that it wasn't the knee injury, the leg injury. It was no NFL team would clear him on the spine.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, so Interestingly, though, the Hamilton Tiger Cat said, absolutely, come on down here.
I don't know how Canada's laws and rules work. And I mean, look, he played there for a long time in Canada for several years. And I don't know.
He had signed a medical waiver in order to play with the Saints.
Yes, right.
Okay, but I think it becomes a point where a team, just because a guy's willing to sign a medical waiver, and you may be off the hook legally, although you may not either, because tell you contracts don't necessarily.
Turns out. Okay.
But the bottom line is, what team wants to be involved with having a guy come up a quadriplegic or something because of a
that's true.
You know what I mean? You don't want to have that happen. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Unless he is head and shoulders above everyone else, I agree with you in the sense that just the optics of it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good when a guy.
And he's not above every, and so I think, we did it before, but, we're not going to do that this time.
And I think the Saints.
We have options at this position.
Exactly. And if you're talking about the Saints, you're not talking about
the Saints specifically.
Yeah, from the Saints perspective, we're deep enough now where, look, we don't even need to take that chance anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, even Denver, that is not like we are, they really could use a cornerback, said, no thanks.
All right. Well, there you go.
Let's hope it works out for him up there.
Best of luck to him. Absolutely.
And I didn't mention this as we got into the bro conversation. Big Hill. You know, he was a fan favorite. He was a defensive player of the year kind of player in Canada. He decided to take his game back to Canada. And I'm not exactly sure. And I think I might look into this. Obviously not now. But how much they pay in Canada? I mean, I know it's not NFL money, but how much does a guy who's the best player in the league in Canada, how much does he make? Does he make $150,000? $200,000?
It's a good question.
It's got to be a lot less because there's no TV money. I mean, it's not like TV money here in America.
Right. So it's significantly less. But you're talking again. He, I would assume, is one of the top paid players in the league. So what is top players in Canada get? Do they get $200,000 a year? I mean, I would imagine it's still not NFL money because even the top player doesn't get NFL money because he would have never left Canada if he. Maybe the challenge.
Everybody wants to play in the NFL. It's the pinnacle as far as
obviously. And if you're the top dog in your league, you say, man, I can play in the NFL, and you get here and you find out that the guy could play. He had speedy quickness. There are things that people just don't realize. Your body type. He had the T-Rex thing, the little short arms. He was a quick athlete. Just his change of direction. Now he played in an entire preseason game, and I'll still argue that this is something that we just got to. Here comes, I don't know how many preseasons I've been involved with now. Maybe that I actually paid attention. Maybe 35 or 40 of them, and you still get all excited about the player that does well, and they don't even make the team. So Bobby Richardson. We talked a couple of weeks ago.
I found that too.
And I don't know why it just came to my head that the guy 2 years ago, only 2 years ago, started all the games and never played another NFL down. Not as a backup.
And remember, there were a number of them that made the team. Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
I don't know why I just flipped the switch on the subjects there. But anyway, that was a name that we couldn't remember.
Well, I think that they have a bonus plan in Canada. That, when you become the all-star, you get a free Snickers bar.
That's about it. Yeah, and that's up there.
So I couldn't find real quick what he's getting paid, but he only signed a one-year contract with Winnipeg, Big Hill.
It's crazy. And another guy, Johnny Football. Where is it?
Johnny Paycheck.
Money Football. There you go. Money sign.
Johnny Clipboard.
He signs, and you were just saying, Heath, that you've already read something. I didn't read it, but that he's already fell off the wagon. I got myself together. I don't party anymore.
I read something about him and Gronk tore it up somewhere and busted up a hotel room or something. I don't know. All kind of crazy.
And they can't just, look. We go out, not as much anymore, but when I was that age, I went out, man. I got drunk, man. Yeah. Chased the ladies. Yeah. I did all this stuff. And never once did I bust up a hotel room. He could go out and have a good time. He can chase girls. He can get hammered. He can throw up all over the place and probably not make that big a deal out of it. But then you have to take it to the extreme and destroy property and get the police involved.
My money's on Gronk for the destruction of property.
That
guy just looks like – I think he destroys property and all when he's not even drunk.
Right. He is just the beer can smasher.
Because his horse came in second in the big race.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, he bet $69 and came up with $2,000. Because his horse was 24-1.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious.
I'm sure you are. I didn't pay
there was a horse called Gronkowski.
Ah, okay.
And so when he found out about it, he put some of his own money to become part owner of the horse. So he went with some friends. This was at the Preakness, the last race. He went with some friends, and he said, hey, let's put $69 up on the horse.
69,
so they each put $69 up on the horse. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, okay.
And he went off at 24 to 1. So he made over $2,000 for a $69 bet.
That's nice. Hey, Tyler, throw that graphic back up there, man. I can sound like I know what I'm talking about. Tyler threw up some interesting information.
If all right,
you just
Tyler,
go to Note 5 there. The hey. Highest CFL salary is 400. What is that? That looks
average.
Like – what is that, 400,000?
There it is.
Yeah, 400,000. Average, yeah. 80,000.
And the average CFL salary is 80K. Rookie minimum is 50K. And
minimum of 2 years.
Huh. Okay.
Although you signed for one. It's probably one with an option.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
one
so
with an option.
This was Wikipedia, so I mean. Yeah.
Well, that's solid. Yeah. That's solid information right there. Yeah. So anyway, so there's Johnny Football, Big Hill's gone, Bro's back in Canada.
Yeah.
All interesting stuff. So, hey, a little bit of, you know what, I'm going to read this email first.
Go ahead.
All right.
Who's it from?
So, gents, it's from Kay Styles.
All right.
He says, I just watched NFL.com video of Week 11 versus the Redskins.
Oh, yeah. Good
okay.
game.
At 6:30, Josh Hill makes a TD catch. Then at 7:48, he makes a key block for Kamara to get the two-point conversion. And then Hill blocks and catches. Surely there's still hope that he can become a really good football player. I'll hit send now and listen. Kay Styles, and then he says, right there, I love this podcast.
All right.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Kay Styles, I agree with you. I still like Josh Hill, but when I hear other people make arguments against him.
Josh Hill has moments.
Yeah.
He has flashes.
Yeah.
We saw that before. Not enough of them. I was surprised when he actually matched the offer because I didn't think he showed enough of them, after. But the problem is he's been around long enough now that, to me, it's rare for a guy to all of a sudden –
the lights
finally turn it on and start having that consistency all the time.
Here's where I disagree with you. These are the exceptions. When a guy didn't play football all through high school and all through college, I can see where it would take them longer.
That's different.
That would be a different situation.
Okay.
That's why I'm not saying you're wrong, but what I'm saying, that's why I keep holding out hope. To me, look, by year three, if you haven't, you are what you are. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You could be a good backup. You could be
a good role player.
Yeah, you could be. But with a guy like him, who you know he has athleticism, but never played football, was a basketball player, you still hold out hope a little bit longer that maybe he just a little more experience, he could figure it out, you know. And I don't know.
Especially what he's getting now. I mean, I realize the DLA match wasn't – we're not talking about some – you know, it wasn't cleaner money or whatever.
No, right.
But it's like, okay, that's more money than when we were okay with you showing up every once in a while before.
Right.
Now –
well, and it raises expectations.
Right,
and now
let's see a little bit more.
Now he's not living up to those expectations anymore. So that's what makes it difficult. Kay Styles, thank you for the email. We appreciate it. Hit us up again whenever you have something else on your mind.
And they can call, too. So what's that number again,
Dave? 701-901-1295. That's the graffiti hotline.
Listen,
call. Leave us a message. We'll put the audio on the show. Hear what you have to say. Respond
to
it. It's a good deal. And the email address.
And what's that?
BSNBeer at iCloud.com is how you can get in touch with this email.
And we have Twitters, too.
We do have Twitters.
But they roll across the bottom.
If you're watching the VCast, you can see
that
up
gives
there.
You some incentive. You know, you listen to the podcast, you get some of it, but you got to really go to the VCast.
Yeah, the VCast, we got all the cool graphics,
you get to
man.
See our faces and
our
expressions.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a positive.
And how I use my hands and how I do this to Dave.
It's not necessarily a positive to see your face.
Sure it is.
No, not
my face.
My face.
Look at that.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk here's a little bit of news. Lindsay, we talked about it. Magazines, when I was a kid. It's Lindy. That's right. Lindy. Okay. Sorry. I can't read very well.
Like the dance.
Is it?
But go ahead.
All right. Thank you. I'll continue on. You see, this is the problem when there's not a lot of news. You guys are easily distracted.
No, there really is a dance called the Lindy
Hop. I'm sure there is.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well,
maybe
I appreciate
the
input.
Lindy
The triple Lindy. Now, if you'd have brought up the triple Lindy, we have something to talk about. Yeah. I use the triple Lindy on a regular basis. That is my. I have girls.
and they're in cheerleading and they're doing the tumbles, competitive cheer stuff. And I'm like, until you can show me the triple Lindy, I don't want to hear nothing about.
Did they watch the movie to see the triple?
No, but I pull the phone out and show them so they know. Because they look at me like I'm stupid, which they do anyway. But
yeah. Yeah, so. What's new about that? Same way we look at you. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say that part out loud.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
No, I thought I was just thinking that. All right. Well, anyway, they have the Saints beating the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, hey, that's a reason to run out and buy the Lindy. And we don't get paid from them?
No.
No.
We should look into it.
Pittsburgh's right now getting a lot of love. They're not the first ones I've seen have, you know, and I'm not sure I'm getting it.
The Steelers?
Honest, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think they got one half of it right. I'm just not sure I'm getting the Pittsburgh look for the Super Bowl. But anyway.
And we don't even get any sponsorship from Lindy, but apparently if you pick the Saints, we'll give you a little love on the show. Our only sponsor right now, Hose Water.
Hose Water.
Hose Water. Yeah, we talked a little bit about Hose Water.
I forgot to bring that bottle.
You didn't bring the stuff? Well, yeah. I delayed the show. We didn't do it. But now our sponsors, they require we have to do instead of 30-second spot, we now have a whole minute of Hose Water we got to talk about.
Yeah,
and,
right,
you know, and the copper rings. I was listening to that show, and I'm just laughing about how we took something. I say we. You guys took something that was just like, oh, I threw it out there, and y'all just like, yeah, Dad ran over the hose and the copper.
We let the brass fitting on the top.
Yeah. We let the little bit of warm water run out of the hose.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my good God. Memories.
Yeah,
man.
You know, it actually is nostalgic. And, again, we're on podcast, so I'm sure – 70% of our audience is like under 20, and they're like, man, what the hell are these talking about? Nowadays, their parents are like, don't drink out of that hose.
Yeah.
You'll catch something.
You know, shouldn't even tell them about the sprinklers, right? They wouldn't know what a sprinkler is.
There's nothing wrong with us.
We're just fine.
We drank out of hoses that will hook the lead pipes.
Yeah, we are just fine. Okay. All right. So moving on. We talked a little bit about Zach Strief. Do we want to go into it further? Or was that during break? Did we talk about that on air? I don't remember.
You did talk about it.
You guys talk more off air.
I think that was on break.
I think it was
a
break, yeah.
Yeah, so all right. Well, just recapture that conversation we had on break.
I got nothing.
Me either.
I mean, they will talk, and I'll try to stop them. I'm like, hold on, let me just – and I got my finger on the record button. I'm like, and they won't stop.
Yeah.
They just keep talking. And then when we bring it up, Heath's like, yeah, man, that's interesting.
All right, you were talking about a replacement for Jim Henderson. Yeah. And so the word had come out that apparently Zach Strief is one of the people that they've hired.
For play-by-play guy.
But that's what it seemed like to me when I read all of the...
No, it's for play-by-play. There's no doubt about that.
And, I mean, I've heard him, like we were talking during the break, I've heard him do WWL as a fill-in, you know, an 870. But I'm still... He's not Jim Henderson. You know, he's not the kind of...
And he's not even cut from the same cloth.
Right. It's not the professional sportscaster kind of guy, you know? I mean, like, I'm following baseball right now because it's baseball season. But, you know, you listen to these guys who talk, and there's some who are really good at doing a play. And then there's some that you're like, dude, you know, really? You know? So, to me, he's a nice guy, you know? And, I mean, I want to try some of his beer. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see him be successful.
Absolutely. But I just don't see
him. I don't see it either. And I use the same thing. Like, I've heard Stan Brock on preseason. Pregame.
Pregames.
Yeah, and good guy, and he's knowledgeable. He knows his stuff, and he speaks well. He doesn't do the, like I do, you know. But it's not the most entertaining, you know.
No.
Like, there's a little bit of, you know, voice inflection you need every once in a while to have a little, you know. And he's just very monotone. And now I don't know how he's going to do in the booth, but here's the next problem. As much as I like Deuce, Deuce is not like your stereotypical professional broadcaster guy.
No.
And now I don't know a good mix of that. It's great, man. You got one guy's the athlete that, you know, he may not be the most polished.
None of those guys. You know, Hokey, I mean, none of them were really – but it works when you have a guy like Jim, Henderson.
The glue.
I mean, Henderson
together.
Can carry anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But now you have two of those guys in the booth, and I just wonder if – how it's going to work. So, to me, I'm not super optimistic that it's going to be something.
And I'm very surprised because I thought there were a number of New Orleans broadcasters that could have, you know, been considered for the position.
Yeah, absolutely. There's
some
guys.
It a done deal? I mean, is
I mean,
from what I saw.
From what I read. Now, here's the thing. The announcement, I haven't seen anything that it's been an official announcement.
Yeah, not from the Saints. Yeah.
But it sounds like it's pretty much what's going on in New Orleans. The people who are in the media know that it's happening, and they kind of alluding to it and saying they know they've heard about it, but there's been no official report out there. Announcement. Thank you. All right. So we want to talk a little bit about Davenport breaking his finger.
I don't know. I mean, his career is going to be over. Injury prone. It's done. I don't know. Is he going to?
Well, look, it's the same finger that made him miss 2 years. Might have been another guy.
Wait, that's Anzalone. No, wait, okay.
Apparently, it's not a big deal because he continued on with the camp.
Yeah.
So he put rushes on. He put different.
Yeah,
you know,
manly man, so, man. The line. Suck it up. Worried about fingers.
Come on.
Young Blood finished playing a game with broken leg and everything.
If it's Ronnie Lott, he'd just cut that finger off and keep playing.
That's right.
There you go. Carter Isaacs find an old car in the parking lot and pull the cigarette lighter out.
That's right. Yeah. Like Denzel Washington. But go ahead.
But I tell you what, here's the thing. He's young, and you know the knock on him, small school, inexperienced, needs to develop. You know, you can't help but think this will hurt him a little bit in his development.
I don't think so.
I mean, look, man, you don't have all the tools at your disposal to practice and work on the things you need to work on. It's going to be a little bit of a setback. But having said that, I don't think it's going to be something that's going to be I mean, they're going to take that thing up.
I mean, you want young guys like that to get every possible snap that they can.
And that's really what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be to make a break for him as far as whether he's going to, you know.
I don't either.
So I think you know, you just go forward from there, and he's going to get it fixed. I mean, probably already had the surgery. So, you know, he's put in a cast for a little while. And besides that, I mean, see, this is why I don't think he's going to fall behind, because it's not an injury where you can't continue to work. You can't continue to practice. It's a thumb injury. Yeah. They put a cast on it.
Right.
Practicing.
And again, I'm just trying to make the point that I don't think it's much of anything, but it's not nothing. You know, like, you want the guy to go in there, be able to use all of his tools at his disposal, improve on every aspect of his game, and if he spends
maybe it might be a good thing, though, because maybe now the defensive line coaches, now you see, now you can't use that hand, so now let's really work at developing the use of this other hand.
Yeah, show him some film with JPP and send him out there. You don't even need a hand. Come on.
That's it.
You don't even need
to hear about that broken finger.
All you need is them two there, man.
Go cry to this man over here about your broken finger.
That's right.
There you go.
All right. Well, you got any other final thoughts or things that you want to talk about?
I got a whole bunch of stuff. Bring it up. I
finished my list here.
Yeah, you were done with your list, and so you're kaput.
I'm ready. I got movies to watch.
You got stuff to do.
Yeah, I got. Now this, look, we pushing beyond an hour, and if I do more than an hour of work a week, then
it's a union issue.
I was going to say, man, you can talk to my representative.
All right. Well, then I guess I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Yeah,
you stole. Any final thoughts?
Give me my money. You're using my line. Right. Well, Dave.
Oh, now you're Tomas. It's not over yet.
I have a couple of things on my list. But first, we take Bitcoin.
Don't forget. Bitcoin's important.
The new Tomas.
No, I really got nothing. All right. I'm done.
Anything else? Well, thanks. As usual, we appreciate all your support. Guys, if you can spread the word, let everybody know that we're out here. If you're enjoying it, you know, Twitter, message boards, whatever. We appreciate all your support.
Absolutely.
For
Leave
Heath
a comment,
Sons,
give us a thumbs up.
All that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. It matters. And we got the VCast going on, and we still working out issues. And quite frankly, we kind of started the VCast as kind of a, you know, secondary kind of thing that's cool to do or whatever. And
we're going to turn into primary. We're going to turn into the primary.
Well, maybe if people
start
watching
it. We're working out the little kinks, and, you know,
we have
those numbers go up.
We have a significant way to go before it becomes a primary thing. But I will say this. After I got it running, I kind of left some little things off, like we were talking about. You have the audio for the podcast doesn't necessarily come onto the video and vice versa. So if we do something with audio on the VCast, you can't hear it on. And I just haven't gotten around to solving that. I did a couple of things that didn't work, so I quit. And so I tried shaking the computer a little bit. It didn't work, and I went and got something to eat.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll get that worked out. But we appreciate all your support. Keep the emails coming. We have, about 6 weeks? Is it till training camp starts?
Yeah. July 26th. Yesterday it was 84 days till
the first game.
First game or whatever. Yeah.
So not very long.
26th of July. Holy crap, man. We're barely more than a month away.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of more shows that we're going to find something to talk about.
Now, you need to tune in next week, because next week, the next show, we're going to talk about running backs.
Running backs, that is a neglected position that we need to talk more about. But send us some emails. Be part of the show. Send us give us a call on the hotline, 701-901-1295. Give us some things to talk about.
What's your favorite beer during this hot time of the year, you know?
And it's hot, too.
Yeah, it's very hot. So what beer do you like to drink? I'm a dark beer guy, so hard for me to find something because,
You don't really drink stouts when it's 100 degrees outside, but
no, sorry, that motor oil don't taste so good.
I love that
down.
Motor oil, man.
I know you do. I know you do. The viscosity, though, is like a little bit
lovely.
When it's 98 degrees, yeah, it just goes down smooth.
You drink it hot like they do over there in
No.
Oh, that's Tyler. Tyler just got back from not England. Where are you from, Tyler? What's it called? Oh, England.
It was England.
Did you go to the wedding? No, you didn't go to the wedding?
No.
You did?
Harry didn't invite you.
Oh, Tyler, did you see in the sporting contest yesterday? It was amazing, a triumph. It was a triumph.
Well, you know, Mexico did cause an earthquake because they beat Germany 1-0.
Yeah, I heard about that. 1-0. Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I'm sorry.
That's the problem with soccer for me. It's like, really? I mean, I just watched this thing and they had to go to penalty kicks to determine a winner. You know, it's like
they said it was one of the greatest games ever played, and it was 1-0.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'll tell you. Last World Cup, actually, it was Tyler. Now that I think about it, Tyler is a bad influence. Made me watch some of that. He's a soccer guy. He.
So who's your team there, Tyler? England.
Oh, imagine that. Oh, Tyler! He's an English. What's their names? The Monarchs?
No, they represent the country.
The Queen? The country. Oh, wow.
This is a different cup.
Although the majority of the team can be from a particular team in the country.
Spain. I get it. You're talking about World Cup. So
right, that's
Is. I was just talking soccer in general.
No, because England is represented, but it might be a lot of players from Manchester. Isn't that correct,
playing well. Tyler, see, you getting all... See, I was talking about in general who was your team, and you're going to make me look dumb like because I didn't know who was
the World Cup's going on right now?
If it's not the World Cup, what's your team then, Tyler? There you go.
Liverpool.
How they talk over there? Oh, Tyler!
Yeah, that's an
Did
English
Did you see
team,
our sporting contest yesterday? No.
Well, my team is Real Madrid. So there you go.
I need to come up with something.
Well, hey, it's my team. I can't tell you.
All right. Hey, I think that's it, man. That's it. Yeah. You're pulling the plug on this.
What? No soccer? What?
Hey, for Heath Elson-san and Tomas Mauricio, I'm Dave Romero. Thanks to Tyler Kistner and for my man here who sent us as K-Style, sent us an email.
Yeah,
we appreciate you working through these tough summer days.
Yeah.
4 more weeks about until training camp starts, and that's really whenever the action picks up. So
check us out on Twitter.
Twitter. You want to tell me your Twitter?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. All right. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Later.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back. And that's the way it is.
Everyone is a so dumb, eh? We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, we have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast.